Welcome to the last message from 2 Corinthians. This is Paul's message to this church, and this last warning is to the ungodly buzzards. There were people in that church that were ungodly, and he's warning them for the last time. This is your last warning, he says, to you ungodly buzzards. This is my last warning to you. 13 and verse 1. Triton. Tuto. Erkemai. Prosimos epistomatos. Dio materion kai trion stra thesetai. Pon rema. This is the third time I am coming to you all. By the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, it shall be established every edict, every word, every statement. The word rhema there means a flow. It comes from rail. And it means here, this is an edict against you. And I'm telling you right now, by two or three witnesses, everything shall be established. Let's go and read this in the Amplified. Paul's last message and last warning to the ungodly buzzards in this church. This is the third time that I'm coming to you. By the testimony of two or three witnesses, must every and any charge and every accusing statement be sustained and confirmed according to Deuteronomy 19 and verse 15. So he's warning them. This is the last words to this church. Pro ere neka. Pro ereka. Kai prolego. Hos paron. To durion. Deuterion. Kai apon. Nin tois. Pro e marte kosen. Kai tois. Lopois. Hasen hote. Eon eltho esto paulin u. Face of mine. And as I have previously said beforehand, and I spoke beforehand, as being present the second time, and being about to now to the ones, or being absent, that is, now to the ones having beforehand sinned. Pro hamartion. That word, their sin, means to miss them, to go astray. Now, it comes from hamartia, but hamartia does not mean to miss the mark. The word astokio means to miss the mark. So many people made that mistake because Mr. Thayer made that mistake. He transferred the word chatha in Hebrew, which means to miss the mark, into the word hamartia, which means to miss the mark. The word hamartia comes from amero, which means to go astray. So some of these church members have gone astray and out of the pathway. In Romans 3:23 and 6:23, you see exactly the explanation of this. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all of us have. Having beforehand sinned previously, and to the ones remaining, all that, if I may come unto you again, not I shall spare a single solitary one for myself. I will not spare any. Let's see what it says here in the Amplified, 13 and verse 2. I have already warned those ungodly buzzards who sinned formerly, and all the rest also, and I warn them now again while I am absent, as I did when I was present on my second visit, that if I come back, I will not spare one of them. Not one. They better straighten up. Now, these were church members too, by the way. You are in trouble, is what he says. You ungodly buzzards are in trouble. Epe dokime. Ze tete. Tu in emoi. La luntes. Christo hos asimos, uk astania, Allah Dinate. In him in. Since documented proof, an assay, you see, of the one speaking in me, Christ, who unto you, not he is weak, but he is able and powerful with majestic power in you to change your lives and to do something for you. He is not weak. He is not sick like I am. 13 verse 3. Since you desire and seek perceptible truth of the Christ who speaks and through me. For he is not weak and feeble in dealing with you, but is mighty, majestic power within you and within that church. Paul is trying to put this church back on its feet. Kai. Gar. Estorufe. Ek. Astanias. Ola. Ze. Ek. Dinamios. Theo. Kai gar himes. Astanomen. In auto. Ola. Ze somen. Un. Auto. Ek. Dinamis. Theo. Es himas. For indeed, he was crucified out of sickness and weakness, but he lives out of power, majestic power, divine power of God. For indeed, we are weak. We are asinomen. For first control, present and dignity acting, we are weak in him. But we shall live with him. Out of power of God toward you all. 13 and verse 4. For though he was crucified in weakness, Christ came humbly as our servant to die for us. Yet he goes on living by the power of God. And though we too are weak in him, as he was humbly weak, yet in dealing with you, we shall show ourselves alive and strong in the fellowship with him by the power of God. He's warning these ungodly buzzards, straighten up, fellas. Straighten up. It's going to be too late. When I get there, it's going to be too late. Ialtus. Perizaite. E. Este. N. Te. Piste. Ialtus. Dokimazete. E. Uk. Epinosegete, Iautus, Hote Christo, Esu, En Himen, E Mete, Adikominoi, Este. Test yourselves, prove yourselves, assay yourselves if you are in the faith, if you are doctrinally sound, and if you're living doctrinally sound. Yourselves, you prove and put yourself to the test. Or not, ye perceive yourselves that Christ Jesus in you except counterfeits, untruth you are, unless you are a failure, unless you are phonies. Mm-hmm. Are you phonies? He said, are you phonies? Are you phony Christians? 12 and verse 5, examine and test and evaluate your own selves to see whether you are holding to your faith and showing the proper fruits of it. Test and prove yourselves not Christ. Do not yourselves realize and know thoroughly by an ever-increasing experience that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are counterfeits and disapproved and on trial and rejected. You ungodly buzzards, you can be saved. Straighten up. Show your love to Jesus. Elpizo de hote. No seiste. Hote himes. Uk esmen adokimoi. But I hope with all of my heart that ye shall know that we are counterfeits. Not we have failed the test. we have not failed the test. But I hope you will recognize and know that we are not disapproved and on trial and rejected. Mm-hmm. But you are. Yukometha. Day. Pros. Tone. Theon. Me. Poese. Himas. Kakon. Maydane. Ukina. Himes. Dokimoi. Phanomen. Hala. Hina. Himes. To. Kalon. Poete. Himes. Dehos. Adukimoi. Omen. Moreover, furthermore, we pray to the God not to do to you evil. Kakon, that's Adamic evil. Neither, not in order that we, approved, we may appear, but in order that ye, the good, the kalos there, the kalon, that word for good there, that's just good, they may do. And more as counterfeits we may be. Not as counterfeits we may be. 13 and verse 7. And the Amplified. Paul's final words to this church, and they're in love, and yet they're coarse. They're hard words. Sometimes you have to talk to your children hardly. I had two children I didn't have to whip a lot. I could talk to them. I didn't have to beat on them. One was a trial. All of my patience. But the other two, I could sit there with eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose, and mouth to mouth, and talk to them and convince them that they were doing the wrong thing. And Paul was trying to do this to these children of his. For we can do nothing against the truth, not serve any party or personal interest, but only the truth, which is the gospel. Paul says here in verse 7, that's where I read one ahead, but I pray to God that you may do nothing wrong, not in order that we our teaching may appear to be approved, but that you may continue doing right, though we may seem to have failed and be unapproved. O u gar dinastema ti kara tes alithias ala heper tes alithias. For that little conjunction or casual particle there, that gar, and then we have an adverb of negation. For notly, that u. For not actively or no, we are able anything against the truth. We can't do anything against the truth. But on behalf of or above and beyond the truth. Here this is a preposition, page 414, heper. But also it can be a verb, which means more, higher, and above and beyond the truth. Let's read that one more time from the Amplified. 13 and verse 8. For we can do nothing against the truth, not serve any party or personal interest, but only for the truth which is the gospel. The gospel is the 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. For Christ came according to the Scriptures, died according to the Scriptures, was buried according to the Scriptures, was raised according to the Scriptures, and lived forevermore according to the Scriptures. That is the gospel. That is the gospel. Verse number 9. Tai Roman. Gar Hotan. De Dinatoi. Ate Tuto. Gar Kai Yukometha. Tain Himon. Katar. Katar Tisim. For we rejoice. We continually rejoice whenever. That little hotan there is the conjunction of time, page 294. For we rejoice whenever we may be weak, asthenia, third person plural present subjunctive active, we may be weak. And ye, whenever able, ye are this. Also, we pray for ourselves, because we love you, that of ye, you may be full grown and made complete, and this a little adjective here, that you might find full instruction and be full grown in the faith, that you might be fully instructed and full grown in the faith. Verse 9, we are glad when we speak, we are glad when we are weak and unapproved, and you are really strong. That is, we also pray for and your all-around strengthening and perfecting of your souls and the faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. That you be fully equipped for every good deed. Dia tuto. Tauta. Apon. Grapho. Hina. Paron. Me. Apotamos. Presomai, Tara, Tain, Upsusion, Hain, Ho, Kyrios, Arenes, Estai, Meth, Himo. Because of this, these things being absent, I write in order that, being present, not sharply. Look at that word, apotomos. That is an adverb there. On page 48 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon, that means to cut off sharply in severity. Chop! Over in the Far East, or the Middle East, that is, in those Muslim countries, when a man, if a man steals something, they cut his hand off. Cut his hand, his right hand off, and they cut his left foot off. Cut his right hand off and left foot off with a sharp object. And most of those people bleed to death. When the Apostle Paul was beheaded, that word right there, to chop off sharply, to chop off sharply, with severity, that I may deal according to the authority which the Lord appeased. They shall be with you. Every vehicle of peace shall be with you all. 13 and verse 10. So I write these things while I am absent from you, that when I come to you, I may not have to deal sharply in my use of authority which the Lord has given to me, to be employed and however for building you up and not for the tearing of you down. Paul had this authority for to build this church up, not to tear it down. Many preachers go to churches and they tear them apart. Many preachers go to churches and they beat them to death. I used to go to the seminary 40-something years ago. 50 years ago. It's a long time ago. 50 years ago, I guess. A little more. And I'd sit there and I'd listen. I was pretty quiet, except when I was teaching. I'd sit there and be quiet. I would listen to these preachers tell how they were skinning God's sheep. I give it to them. I did this. I did that. I did this. I did that. We're not supposed to skin God's sheep. We're supposed to clip them, to shear them, and feed them and comfort them. We are supposed to love God's children. Sometimes you have to speak hard words to them, and I have in the past. I had to. I had a rough church one time. And I had to preach hard to him. And he was hard on me. I'd get sick. I'd vomit before I'd go preach. I was so sick at my stomach. I knew what I had to do, and I had to do it. And I think that's the way Paul is here. And preacher, if you're out there preaching, and many preachers listen to this, don't skin those sheep. You love them into submission. You love them into submission. They're God's people. Love them into submission. Love them like Christ loved them and like Christ loves you. 13 verse 12. Ospazoste. I know it's a hard word. Alenos. En agio. Philemati. Ospazonte. Himas. Si. Or hoi, that is. Hagio pontes. And it says, you all greet one another in love and a holy kiss. Now, in the Middle East and in much parts of Europe, in many parts of Europe, in the Eastern Europe, when they greet one another, if you go greet somebody, you kiss them. I'll never forget when Ronald Reagan went over there and met Khrushchev, and he kissed him right square in the mouth. He wasn't quite ready for that. Wasn't quite ready. The etiquette. Now, the word kiss there, philamati, that means to love or to care for a lot. And when you kiss somebody, when a woman kisses a man, when a man kisses a woman, they say, I am yours. I submit myself to you. And when we kiss one another as church members and friends, we submit ourselves to them. When Judas Iscariot kissed, affectionately kissed our Savior and Lord, he betrayed him. He betrayed him with a kiss. And that kiss was supposed to be a sign of surrender and submission, and yet it was a sign of betrayal. Greet one another with a holy kiss. They greet for themselves, you, the one, saints, all. 13 and verse 12. Greet one another with a consecrated kiss, with a holy kiss. And it says here in this verse also, and all the saints and the people of God here salute you. Now, verse number 13, there are some different divisions of these verses now, so kind of bear with me on that. He karis tu kiriou. He karis tu kiriou. Esu Christu. Kai he agape tu theou. Kai he kononia tu hagiou. Nubitos met ponton himon. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Let's read this number 13 here. And I'm saying that there are different manuscripts here. The grace and the favor and the spiritual blessing and of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the presence and fellowship and the communion of the sharing together and the participation in the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Did you do 13:11?
Yes, but it's different. There's different ones. Now I'm going to go on with 13, and it'll start over with verse 10 sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Edoken moi eis oikodome, kai uk eis katharesen. And this different version here says, and he gave to me, for he gave to me the edification, the doming up and the building up of this church, not to tear it down. And not for the tearing down of it. And then, in verse 11, here again in another version, loipon adelphoi karete, katarizese parakaleste, tu auto phronete, erenete kai hothios teis agapes kai erenis este matimon. And for the remaining brothers, you rejoice. And restore yourselves and be made complete and full gone in Christ. And ye admonish yourselves of the same thing that you may think, and ye be at peace, and the God of the love and the peace, they, each one of these things shall be with you all. Now let's go back again. These are different manuscripts. I'm reading this other one with you. Apostaste, allelos in him, in hagio philemati. Aspazonte himas hoi hagio pontes. Now this, in this version, it has, in verse 12, it says, greet one another with a holy kiss, a sign of total submission. And they greet you all the saints. And then he again says here, in this version, he charistu tu yo, esu christu kai he, agate tu theo kai he, kononio tu hagio, pneumatos meth anton himon. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God also, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with each and every one of you. Thank you, as you've gone through the whole book of 2 Corinthians with us, as you study it. May it be a blessing to your life. May the God of heaven give you peace, as He can, and only He can. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You, and I pray and I send this message out tonight. I know I preach the gospel in it. I pray if there's one out there that does not know You, that they'll be saved this moment, or many years to come, as long as we can keep the sight of it. I pray also that those that are living in sin out there that are Your people, that You help them drag themselves, help Your Spirit drag them out of it and puts them on a wonderful standing with You. I pray, Father, that You forgive us where we fail You, because we do every day. And help us to glorify You with our lives and with our deaths. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.